జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ జయ గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరివరధారీ జయ గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరివరధారీ యశోదానందన బ్రజ జన రంజన యశోదానందన బ్రజ జన రంజన యమునా తీరావనచారీ యమునా తీరావనచారీ జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ జయ గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరివరధారీ జయ గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరివరధారీ యశోదానందన బ్రజ జన రంజన యశోదానందన బ్రజ జన రంజన యమునా తీరావనచారీ యమునా తీరావనచారీ జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరివరధారీ జయ గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరివరధారీ యశోదానందన బ్రజ జన రంజన యశోదానందన బ్రజ జన రంజన య यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे हरे जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद नीताय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल नीताय गौर हरि बोल
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री श्रीमदिश्रिवाय एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णवृंद की ग्रंथरा श्रीमद्भागवतम की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी
हरे कृष्ण सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 6 टेक्स्ट नंबर 2 व्यास उवाच भिक्षुभिर्विप्रवसिते विज्ञानादेष्टृभिस्तव वर्तमानो वयस्याद्ये ततः किमकरोद् भवान् व्यास उवाच भिक्षुभिर्विप्रवसिते विज्ञानादेष्टृभिस्तव वर्तमानो वयस्याद्ये ततः किमकरोद् भवान् व्यास उवाच भिक्षुभिर्विप्रवसिते विज्ञानादेष्टृभिस्तव वर्तमानो वयस्याद्ये ततः किमकरोद् भवान् తిమకరోద్ భవాన్ వ్యాస ఉచ భిక్షుభిర్విప్రవసితే విజ్ఞానాదేష్టృభిస్తవ వర్తమానో వయస్యాద్యే తిమకరోద్భవాన్ వ్యాస ఉచ భిక్షుభిర్విప్రవసితే విజ్ఞానాదేష్టృభిస్తవ వర్తమానో వయస్యాద్యే తత కిమకరోద్ భవాన్. వ్యాస ఉవాచ, శ్రీ వ్యాసదేవ్ సెడ్, భిక్షుభిః బై ద గ్రేట్ మెండికెన్స్, విప్రవసితే హ్యావింగ్ డిపార్టెడ్ ఫార్ అదర్ ప్లేసెస్, విజ్ఞాన సైంటిఫిక్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఇన్ ట్రాన్సెండెన్స్, ఆదేష్టృభిః దోస్ హు హ్యాడ్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్టెడ్, తవ ఆఫ్ యోర్ వర్తమాన ప్రెసెంట్ వయసి ఆఫ్ ద డ్యూరేషన్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్, ఆద్యే బిఫోర్ ద బిగినింగ్ ఆఫ్, తత ఆఫ్టర్ దాట్ కిం వాట్ అకరోత్ డిడ్ భవాన్ యోర్ గుడ్ సెల్ఫ్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. శ్రీ వ్యాసదేవ్ సెడ్, వాట్ డిడ్ యూ నారద డూ ఆఫ్టర్ ద డిపార్చర్ ఆఫ్ ద గ్రేట్ సేజెస్ హూ హ్యాడ్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్టెడ్ యూ ఇన్ సైంటిఫిక్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ నాలెడ్జ్ బిఫోర్ ద బిగినింగ్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ ప్రెసెంట్ బర్త్? పర్పోర్ట్: వ్యాసదేవ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ వాస్ ద డిసైపుల్ ఆఫ్ నారద్జీ, అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ ఇట్ వాస్ న్యాచురల్ టు బి యాంక్షియస్ to hear what Narada did after initiation from the spiritual masters. He wanted to follow in Narada's footsteps in order to attain to the same perfect stage of life. This desire to inquire from the spiritual master is an essential factor to the progressive path. This process is technically known as Sat Dharma Pruchha. ఓమ జ్ఞాన తిమిరందస్య జ్ఞానాంజన శలాఖయా చక్షురున్మీలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీ గురో శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతాం సహగణా రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణా లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. సప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే. వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. సో ఐ వుడ్ లైక్ టు సీక్ ద బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది అసెంబ్లీ వైష్ణవ్స్ హియర్ బిఫోర్ ఐ బిగిన్ మై టాక్. సో వీఆర్ కంటిన్యూయింగ్ ద డిస్కషన్ బిట్వీన్ నారద్ ముని అండ్ వ్యాసదేవ్. Vyasadeva wants to further know how Narad Muni spent his life after meeting the Bhaktivedantas, after taking their remnants, getting instructed by them what exactly he did and how did he attain perfection of his life. So this is a natural curiosity everyone would like to, everyone has. We like to follow role models. And we understand that they also had a similar difficult life like we had. They underwent a lot of struggles. They persisted, had determination, followed a certain path, stuck to the path. And after a lot of struggle, after a long time, finally they achieved perfection, which I am also aspiring to achieve. When it comes to sports, we hear about how great cricketers, football players, tennis players, all these people, Olympic champions, right from childhood, at the age of 5, maybe, like Narad Muni, they begin their training and go through a rigorous training. And they have their challenges, and finally they attain perfection, maybe by winning the tournament, by winning a gold medal. Movie stars, business people, they have their struggles, gain and losses in their life. But somehow they persist, and finally they achieve a position that is respected and admired by everyone. So when we study their life histories, their struggles, people who follow the similar path, they get inspired. If I want to become a big businessman, earn a lot of money, then I have to follow in the footsteps of all these millionaires, billionaires. If I want to become a sports star, then I have to follow similar role models. So similarly, if I have to attain spiritual perfection, then I need to study the life history and role models of on this path, of people who have followed this path. So here Vyasadeva has a live example in front of him in the form of Narad Muni. Narad Muni is a transcendental spaceman, as Prabhupada calls him, who has a spiritual body, who is capable of traveling all over the universe without any restriction, without any limitation. Wherever he wants, he can go at any time, enter into any planet, meet any demigod, enter into Vaikuntha planets, meet Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna, and witness their pastimes, come back again. We hear the story of the Brahmana and the cobbler. He was here at the time, at the place of Brahmana, and then went to cobbler, and then went to Vaikuntha and came back, narrated the story. So he's so free, not bound by geographical limits, not bound by national, international boundaries, cultural boundaries, anywhere he can go. So it's a cherished thing. Everyone would like to have that kind of freedom. So Narad Muni knows that he was a regular, ordinary boy who was living in a family. His mother was there, had a house, cottage. And then now he's the well-famed Narad Muni. What did he do to attain this stage of life? So that's natural. Everyone will have that curiosity. And everyone should have that curiosity. If we don't have, we need to follow that kind of aspiration. We should get inspired by these kind of role models. So Narad Muni is beginning to explain that that part of his life story. So Vyasadeva is inquiring, What did you do after the departure of the great sages? So this kind of inquiries is the function of a human being. Prabhupada writes in the Gita purport, Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshantite jnanam jnaninas tattva darshinaha. One should submissively surrender to a guru, inquire from him, and render service to him. Pranipat, pariprasna, and sevaya. Then upadekshantite jnanam. Such people will then reveal to us the secrets of transcendental life. Because they themselves have seen the truth. Tattva darshinaha. They have tattva darshi, they have seen the truth. They have experienced the truth. Therefore they can reveal it to others. Reveal it to their students, reveal it to their disciples. But only on one condition. If we are pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya, all these three factors have to be there. We can't simply challenge the guru and demand answers to our curiosities. We can't simply render service alone and not have an eagerness to know. Service is important, but at the same time, only when we inquire, we get answers. So therefore, Prabhupada writes in that purport, one line. Both blind following and absurd inquiries are condemned. Not only should one hear submissively from the spiritual master, but one must also get a clear understanding from him in submission and service and inquiries. So both blind following. Blind following means just like the yes man. No, my guru is saying that's the absolute truth. I don't care to listen to anyone else. That is the only thing I follow, I will listen to. And we don't even rationally think. We don't use our intelligence and logic to understand what exactly he means, how exactly I should apply. Taking the literal meaning of the words that the guru tells us. So blind following, that is condemned. And the other extreme, absurd inquiries. Just because guru is standing in front of me and is giving a talk and I am supposed to inquire, so I ask any random whimsical question. That is also useless. I heard one story of Prabhupada where someone asked Prabhupada. So Prabhupada had given a talk and he said, so a guru knows everything. Something to this effect, he said. A guru knows everything. He has answers to all questions. So one person asked him, so there are how many windows on the Empire State Building? Can you tell that? Empire State Building is a huge building. How many windows are there in that building? So Prabhupada said, there are how many drops of water in a mirage? Mirage is an illusory body of water. In a desert, we see that. How many, the water is there, at least the experience of water is there. But how many drops of water are there on it? Even if someone is able to count. But what is the value of that figure? Similarly, you have so many things in this material world, which is considered the illusory manifestation of Krishna. Even if you get to know all the details of all the things in this world, what is the value? In the ultimate sense, what is the value? It's like the drops of water, counting the drops of water in the mirage. So therefore, such kind of absurd inquiries are not encouraged. Relevant inquiries. You can't ask a guru how to improve my material life, how to solve my legal problems, how to solve my financial problems, how to solve my relationship problems. He may give some advice, some tips, but that's not the purpose of a guru. That's not what we are expected to ask a guru, how to improve my material condition of life. We are supposed to ask questions about transcendental life, the ultimate questions about life, how to get out of the material conditionings, how to get out of the cycle of birth and death. Questions related to these topics are the fit questions one can ask the guru, and one the questions that guru can provide answers to. Otherwise, if we ask irrelevant inquiries, we are wasting our own time, we are wasting guru's time, and we are wasting the opportunity, golden opportunity that we have in the form of association with the guru. If a billionaire comes in front of us and he says, you know, ask anything, I can fulfill all your desire. Ask any money you want, wealth you want. And if we ask him, so what happened with the latest cricket match? Or what happened in the Olympics? We are wasting the opportunity. Here he is ready to sign a blank check and give it to us. Instead of taking the opportunity and benefiting ourselves, we waste our time by asking some irrelevant inquiry. Similarly, in front of a guru, we are supposed to ask the right questions, get the benefit and attain perfection of life. So therefore, Prabhupada says, one must not ask absurd inquiries. And blindly also one should not follow. In one lecture, he explains the nature of curiosity we all have. Every child, every person has questions about, when we look into the sky, we see all the starlit sky, questions about creation, questions about life and the difficulty, especially when we are going through reversals in life, we get so many questions. Why this? Why not this? Why this happened to me? So Prabhupada was sharing his personal story. My second son, he was my constant companion all the time. Wherever I would go, he would accompany me. And he would ask so many questions. So one time they were walking through the marketplace and they saw one marriage party. Bride and groom, doom dam, that band baja and all going on. This child started asking so many questions. Why this? Who are these? Who are these people? Hundreds of questions. And Prabhupada is answering these questions about what is husband, what is wife, marriage. Finally, this child asks, so are you married? Asking Prabhupada. Are you also married? So everyone started laughing when they heard that. So Prabhupada finally gave the answer. Yes, I am also married. So in this way, these kind of inquiries a child has. So when we ask questions about eternal life, then that's considered intelligent inquiries. Otherwise, Prabhupada says, we are like animals who are lined up for getting slaughtered in a slaughterhouse. We are seeing animals getting slaughtered in front of me. The goat is getting slaughtered by the butcher. And very soon, I am in the line. So ideally, I am supposed to get alarmed and figure out how to get out of this dangerous situation. But if I am not alarmed, and I am busy nibbling the grass, enjoying the food given to us, enjoying the little sense gratification we get, then we are wasting our opportunity. So a materialistic civilization is busy with all the sense gratificatory avenues we have to enjoy life, but we are forgetting that we are going to die, we are going to get slaughtered. So, nothing wrong in enjoying the facilities of this world, but if we are not conscious of the greatest danger of life, then that's a defeat of the human form of life. We don't want to artificially renounce everything and simply become paranoid about death and other things. But we don't want to forget the danger that is awaiting us in the form of a repeated cycle of birth and death. So therefore, Vedanta Sutra says, Athato Brahma Jigyasa. Atha and Ataha. Baldev Vidya Bhushan gives a detailed explanation on this. Atha means now. Atha, Ataha, Brahma Jigyasa. Athato Brahma Jigyasa. So Atha, now, means now that we have performed all the, in our previous life, we have performed all the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies, we have done charity, we have done tapasya, jamantra, japa, all those austerities we have performed in our earlier lives, charity, everything we have done. Now, finally, we have achieved this human birth. So now, Brahma Jigyasa, now you should inquire about the absolute truth. And Ataha, now and therefore. Why therefore? Because whatever we have done previously, Veda, Pathat, all those things, will not now help us. These things have created a favorable platform for us to inquire into the absolute truth. But they alone cannot give us the experience of the absolute truth. So now we have to give up, go ahead, and Brahma Jigyasa. So therefore, Athato Brahma Jigyasa. So therefore, human birth gives us that opportunity. Dharme nahina pashu. Dharmo hitesham adhiko visesho. Dharme nahina pashu bhi samanaha. If you don't inquire, then we are like two-legged animals. Then he says, What are unintelligent queries? If you don't inquire about, if you don't research, human life is meant for researching into eternal life. If you don't research, then it is a waste of time. So what are unintelligent inquiries? There's one lecture that Prabhupada gave, which became a BTG article. So he says, unintelligent inquiries. Inquiries into how I can improve my materialistic life, sense gratificatory life. Those are unintelligent inquiries. Or any inquiry that is not connected with eternal life, not connected with our constitutional position. All those are irrelevant inquiries. I had a friend in my college days who had a great general knowledge. He knew all the winners of Wimbledon, French Open, US Open, Australian Open, all the Grand Slam matches of every year, beginning with maybe 88, 89. We were in the college 97, 98, those years. He remembered all the singles, men's title, women's title, mixed doubles, doubles, everything. Which year, who won the French Open? Mixed doubles. He will give the names. And then all the movies, Bollywood movies and Hollywood movies, director, producer, best actor award, best actress award, best singer, best music composer, everything he had on his fingertips. So one new movie comes and then he will say, same director who directed the other movie and the producer, but the producer was different. So all those things he had in his memory. And he would go into great research to understand the latest movies coming out, which awards, Z awards and Filmstar, Filmfare awards, all the details he had memorized. And all the tournaments, matches, scores of highest scores, the highest wicket takers. Amazing memory. So, but inquiries into what? So when I started attending our Hare Krishna programs, he had some curiosity. What exactly are you doing? What exactly do you do? But then he couldn't appreciate the whole thing. And he dismissed the whole thing. It's all waste of time chanting Hare Krishna. And he posted a photograph recently in one group, in our college group, eating beef and saying, "Sacred cow on my plate." He's bragging about his eating habits. Anyway, so the inquires into so many things, getting knowledge of everything of this world, except the main thing, which you are supposed to get. So therefore you find in the Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures, even in the Mahabharata Ramayana, even in Pandavas were in the forest, whenever any sage, Markandeya Rishi, Narad Muni, all these Munis would come and visit the Pandavas, and Yudhishthira Maharaj would get delighted. He would forget all the miseries he was undergoing in the forest, and he took that opportunity to inquire about spiritual life. How exactly should a Kshatriya live? How should we live in Varnashram? What are the duties of a Kshatriya? How we should tolerate miseries? How we should tolerate offenses, difficulties in life? All these inquiries he would constantly do and get so much wisdom from these sages. So therefore, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find the conversation between Sanatan Goswami and Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya is about to explain all the science of incarnations and the process of bhakti. But before that, Sanatan Goswami makes a few inquiries. Very nice questions. And Prabhupada quotes this, how a disciple should inquire from a guru. So these are the questions he asked. तबे सनातन प्रभुर चरणे धरिया दैन्य विनति करे दांते तृणलया. Putting a straw in his mouth and bowing down, Sanatan Goswami clasped the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and humbly spoke as follows. Neech jati neech sangi patita adham kuvinaya kupe padi gawainu janam. I was born in a low family and my associates are all low class men. I myself am fallen and the lowest of men. Indeed, I have passed my whole life fall in the well of sinful materialism. Apanara hita hita kichu ina jani. Gramya vyavahare pandita tai satyavani. I do not know what is beneficial for me or what is detrimental. Nonetheless, in ordinary dealings, people consider me a learned scholar. And I am also thinking I am a learned scholar. कृपा करी यदि मोरे करिया चे उद्धार आपन कृपा ते कह कर्तव्य आमार. Out of your causeless mercy you have delivered me from the materialistic path. Now by the causeless mercy of yours please tell me what my duty is. कर्तव्य आमार, what is it? साध्य साधन तत्व पूछिते न जानी कृपा करी सब तत्व कहत आपनी. Actually, I do not know how to inquire about the goal of life and the process for obtaining it. Please explain all these truths to me. Sadhya sadhana. What is the goal and how to achieve that goal? Sadhana is the process. Sadhya is the goal. So this is what we need to inquire. So in the process, there will be obstacles. How to tackle those obstacles, how to get over those obstacles. These are all a part of sadhana. What are favorable? Anukulyasya grahanam, pratikulyasya varjanam. Accepting favorable things, rejecting unfavorable things. In this way, one advances in spiritual life. I was reading the book of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, 7th Goswami. So there, the author describes how Bhaktivinoda Thakur had deep inquiries right from his childhood. So he was living in the house of his maternal grandfather, and he had a security officer, Officer Nass. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, a small boy, maybe 5 or 6 years old, he would inquire about so many inquiries. And this Officer Naff, he would answer his questions. He was a dacoit formerly, but then accidentally he had killed his teacher. And then he regretted. And then finally Bhaktivinoda Thakur's grandfather employed him. So he would, this boy and the officer would have regular conversations. Then later when he was 10 years old, he became a little thoughtful. And he would inquire, there was another guard, a Muslim guard, a security guard. He would inquire from him. And the security guard would explain, based on the Quran, how the creation, grand description of creation of the universe. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur enjoyed discussing all those questions. And later he would start thinking, whenever he would look into the sky, he would see the moon. And he would walk, and the moon would also move. So he walked long distance, the moon is still moving. So he understood the moon is everywhere. And then he went to his mother's, some other place, there he saw the same moon. And then he realized, the absolute truth is something similar. Common to all, present everywhere. These kind of inquiries we're getting at the age of 10, 11. And, his uncle's father, he was like a kind of scholar. He would study the Quran, he would study the Bible, and in our Vedic scriptures also. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Kedarnath, the little boy, he would go to him and inquire. And he would answer his questions. So he said, he would pray, he would recite the Kalma like a Muslim, pray to God like a Christian, and worship the Hindu devatas. And he said, The Vedas tell that ultimately God is a person, Brahman, Paramatma. So Bhaktivinoda Kaur appreciated that answers. But then later he said, I got confused. I was young and sensitive and had many questions. But seeing all the differences in society, my mind was not happy. But his uncle told him, "Arey, everything ultimately comes from nature. That is God. There is nothing separate from nature." So in this way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur shares his initial curiosities and inquiries into the Absolute. So the author explains how one time, his mother told him there was some place which was infected by ghosts. So his mother told him, "Chant the name of Ram. You will be protected from ghost." So he would go there, chant the name of Ram, and he would come out unharmed. So every time he would feel fearful, he would chant the name of Ram. In this way, he got addicted to chanting the holy names. So we see in the life of all these acharyas and great sages, right from the childhood, they have this natural inquisitiveness to inquire about the deeper realities of life, which is what is lacking in our today's education system. Any inquiry into spiritual life, into transcendental life is condemned and is dismissed as sentimental religious belief. In one article, Chaitanya Charitamrita explains how modern scientists think. Suppose you ask them, how is the car moving? So a scientist may explain something like this. So the car is moving because the wheels are moving. Which is the right answer. The wheels are moving, so the car is moving. But then, how are the wheels moving? The scientist will explain. The wheels are moving because the axle is moving. Deeper, they have done research into the movement of the car and they've researched and found out the car moves because the axle is moving. But how is the axle moving? Because further research. Because the combustion is happening, the piston moving up and down. And fire is, energy is getting ignited and generated. But how is the piston moving? Because the steering wheel is moving. And how is the steering wheel moving? Or they may say, the piston is moving because the key, which was in the vertical position, changed into horizontal position. And ignition happened. But no one will say, who moved the key? Now you are bringing in religion into the discussion. Don't bring religion and, don't mix religion and science. Who did, that is not the question you are supposed to ask. What and how, that is science. When you ask who, then you are mixing science and religion. And they will dismiss the whole thing. Another example he gives. Suppose there is a billiards ka board, ball wala, and there is a camera exactly above the billiards board, and the ball, so the stick is visible, the balls are visible on the board, and you see a stick inclined in a, positioned in a certain position, and the stick moves, hits a ball, and the ball hits another ball. That ball hits another ball. Hits the fourth ball and that fourth ball goes into the hole. So how did the ball land up in the hole? If you ask for a scientific explanation. So how will you answer? How will the scientist answer? So this stick was there. Inclined at an angle. It went, it moved at a certain force. It had a certain mass. It moved with a certain force. It hit the ball at a certain angle. And based on the angular velocity and the velocity of the stick, that ball moved in another direction, another angle. it hit another ball, another angle, angular velocity, all this complex physical scientific explanation. Finally, the ball landed in the hole, which is a proper explanation based on physics, laws of physics. No one will deny that. But then who moved the stick? You are bringing science and religion together. So that's what happens when it comes to the explanation of the material universe. We have all kinds of sciences. Physical laws, chemical laws, biochemical laws, astronomical laws, laws about the planetary motion. So many sciences we have. Everything explaining how the ball hit the stick hit the ball, and the wheels moved. The phenomena, observable phenomena are explained based on these laws, scientific laws. But when that ultimate question is asked, who's the ultimate, who did this? Who created the Big Bang? Who did the bang? Who lit the mass to explode into the Big Bang? Then that is dismissed. Dismissed as scientific, religious fanaticism, religious sentimentalism. But the scripture said that is the inquiry you are supposed to do. This is the question you are supposed to ask. Athato brahma jigyasa. To find out who is that person ultimately responsible for the whole series of chain reaction of so many action and reactions. When we come to answer, when we get the answer to that ultimate question, then is that is the fulfillment, perfection of human inquiries. Otherwise, if the car is moving and hits a person and the person dies in an accident, you can't hold the tire responsible, you can't hold the piston or the axle or the steering wheel responsible. Who was behind the wheel? That is the question asked. You can't take the tire to the court and sentence him to punishment. A person has to be punished. Similarly, when we ask this ultimate question, then that is the perfection of human life. In the Shankaracharya writes in his Bhajagovindam prayers, a series of verses, how a materialistic human being doesn't enquire about the right things. He says, Balastavat Krida Sakta, Tarunastavat Taruni Sakta, Vriddhastavat Chinta Sakta, Pare Brahmani Kopina Sakta. In a childhood, a child is engrossed in krida saktaha, playing. Tarunastavat taruni saktaha. A young boy or a girl is engrossed in the opposite sex, romantic feelings. Vriddhastavat chinta saktaha. Once you get old, you are absorbed, ridden with anxieties about chinta, about my insecurities, about my bank balance, about my insurance. These are the thoughts troubling him. Pare Brahmani, who is inquiring into Parabrahma? Kopi na sakta. No one is absorbed in those kind of thoughts. Then he says, who is your wife? Who is your son? Strange is this material world. Of whom are you? Kate kanta kaste putraha. Samsaro yam. Ativa vichitraha. Kasyatvam kaha kuta ayataha. Tattvam chintaya tadiha bhrataha. My dear brother, ponder over these truths. Think about these questions. Where have you come from? Whom do you belong to actually? Satsangatve nissangatvam, nissangatve nirmohatvam, nirmohatve nischaladatvam. Nischalatatve jivanamuktihi. From pure association, satsangatve, comes nissangatvam, non-attachment or detachment. From detachment comes freedom from delusion, nirmohatvam, which leads to nischalatatvam, self-realization. And from self-realization comes liberation, jivanamuktihi. And then he says, he glorifies the Gita. Bhagavad Gita kinchida Gita. A little bit of study of Gita and Ganga Jalam Iva किं कणिका पीता लिटिल ए ड्रॉप ऑफ वाटर इफ यू ड्रिंक फ्रॉम द गंगा एंड सकृदपि एनम मुरारी समर्च लिटिल बिट ऑफ वर्शिप ऑफ मुरारी कृष्ण देन क्रियते तस्य यमेन न चर्चा फॉर सच ए पर्सन देयर इज नो एनकाउंटर विथ यमराज लिटिल बिट ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ गीता स्टडी भागवत स्टडी एंड वर्शिप ऑफ मुरारी एंड गंगा सो इन दिस वे शंकराचार्य ऑल्सो टेल्स अस टू मेक द राइट इंक्वायरीज मीट द राइट पीपल get into the right association and inquire into the ultimate questions of life and in this way achieve perfection. Okay, I'll stop here. Anyone has any comment or question, thoughts? ग्रंथा श्रीमद्भागवतम की श्रील प्रभुपाद की।